Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. The CoinDesk 20 index dipped 0.8% as Solana eased 2.1% and Aave slid 1.8%, while Uniswap and Polkadot led gains up 5.5% and 1.3%. Meanwhile, spot Bitcoin exchange traded funds posted record inflows of $5.77 billion in May, driven by strong demand for BlackRock iBit. Traders are eyeing trendline support ahead of Nvidia earnings and Fed minutes, a test akin to discovering a hidden warp zone in Super Mario Bros. 3. GameStop purchased 4,710 Bitcoin, about $513 million, pushing its shares up 4% pre-market. El Salvador added 8 more Bitcoin, bringing its holdings to 6,190 coins valued at over $670 million, despite IMF warnings to halt accumulation. Monero price fell from $420 to $325 over 3 days after a 7-week rally, but futures open interest rose 20% to 161.37,000 XMR, the highest since December, with positive funding rates suggesting traders are buying the dip. A Kaspersky report detailed a new Linux malware campaign exploiting exposed Docker APIs on port 2375 to deploy Golang implants named Nginx and Cloud. The malware autonomously spawns malicious containers to mine privacy coin Dero and uses encryption to evade detection, marking an evolution in crypto-jacking operations. MetaMask integrated the Solana network on desktop, the first non-EVM chain in its wallet, simplifying cross-chain transactions before a mobile launch. Telegram signed a $300 million partnership with xAI to integrate Grok AI, boosting the TON token nearly 18% and raising $1.5 billion via a bond sale with BlackRock, Mubadala, and Citadel. Tether CEO Paolo Arduino said the stablecoin issuer invested $5 billion in US businesses and government debt over 2 years, including Rumble and BlackRock Neurotech, and holding over $120 billion in US Treasury bills. Strive Asset Management raised $750 million, with another $750 million available through warrants, to buy Bitcoin, while SharpLink raised $425 million for an Ethereum treasury and saw its stock jump 420%. Cantor Fitzgerald launched a $2 billion Bitcoin lending service, completing initial financing with FalconX and Maple Finance. Texas legislators finalized Senate Bill 21 to establish a strategic Bitcoin reserve, extending the asset qualification to 24 months and removing staking. The SEC began reviewing the first US-based spot XRP ETF from WisdomTree under a 240-day rule. Ripple challenged the regulator on its decentralization focus, urging a network maturity standard and arguing most tokens should not be classified as securities. Senator Cynthia Lummis said advancing stablecoin legislation was extremely difficult, despite recent bipartisan progress on the Genius Act. The Sui Foundation stepped in after a $223 million exploit at CETUS Protocol, providing a bridge loan to reimburse users once a community vote unlocks $162 million in frozen assets. French and US authorities arrested suspects in a series of wrench attacks, including a high-profile New York kidnapping where two men tortured a tourist to extract Bitcoin keys, highlighting a shift toward physical coercion in crypto crime. Bitcoin is trading near $108,000 as large investors distribute coins and benchmark 10-year yields, fall ahead of an expected overhaul of bank leverage rules. Beau Hinds, the White House Digital Assets Director, declared no US government Bitcoin sales and endless accumulation for the strategic reserve. AI and crypto czar David Sacks said the US could buy more Bitcoin in a budget-neutral manner, and Blockstream CEO Adam Back said recent policy shifts accelerated adoption by decades. Ethereum is forming an ascending triangle with resistance near $2,735 and rising lows since mid-May, indicating a potential breakout above $3,000 if the 50-day moving average crosses above the 100-day line. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.